We're joined on the phone right now by Brandon Presley, the Northern District Public Service Commissioner, and he's been busy. I've been following you on Twitter and seeing all the updates. So what can you tell us about what's going on with recovery efforts throughout North Mississippi and then Etowah County here in general?
Well, Etowah County's been hard. There's no doubt about it. Right now, outages stand at about 5,000 throughout the county, and so Entergy and other our electric co-ops are working very hard to make sure that all hands are on deck and service gets restored as fast as possible. One of the things that is slowing restoration down has been the icy roads that we're seeing, and it just simply takes longer to get to places. Many of the areas that are affected, obviously freezing rain's what did this, but are in rural areas, and so getting out there is a challenge. But we've got 180 linemen in Mississippi now from Arkansas. They got here yesterday that are going to be providing support, and Entergy has added, even before that 180, 550. And so there are folks on the ground now in Etowah County working hard, and we just want to say a thank you to our utility workers for their hard work, co-op workers, Entergy workers, all who've worked so hard. There at Kosciuszko, talked to Mayor Cockcroft last night there at the Kosciuszko City Electric Department. There's been a lot of effort going on, and we just ask people to be patient. This is going to take a while. There may be some folks, Brick, that it may be Saturday, Sunday, it could be Monday before service is restored because there's just so much damage. But we're going to get the lights back on just as soon as humanly possible.
We're speaking with Brandon Presley, Northern District Public Service Commissioner, and I did see something online that I thought was really cool. You know, Mississippi, we like to help each other out, and I saw where there was some students from a lineman program that were kind of out helping out. So what's that been like?
Yeah, so actually that's been a big part of Four County. Actually brought out five of the students from the East Mississippi lineman program to help with their restoration efforts. I think that's a good example of just how many of the all hands that are on deck in this effort. This has been a good if we could snap our fingers and put all the power lines back up, we'd all do it. But there is work involved. But, you know, Brick, you probably remember the ice storm of 1994. And this storm is going to be right up there with it if it doesn't exceed it as far as damage and the width. You know, when you look from the Mississippi River to the Alabama line, pretty much everything in central Mississippi was covered in freezing rain. And that's pretty much where you see all the outages. And Etowah County is one that's been hit the worst. So I've been, of course, I represent Etowah County on the Public Service Commission. It is the county hit the worst in my district. And so I've been staying in close contact with the providers about what's going on there, and I'm confident they're doing all they can. I just hope folks will be patient with them and know that we're doing everything that can be done.
One more question. What do people need to do if they don't have power right now, when they're trying to stay inside? Can they just stay there, or is there a number they can call to report an outage, or do they already know most of the outages? What if people could do right now that if they don't have power?
The power companies know if where the circuits are out, by and large. And so, if you think that they don't know it, it doesn't hurt to send them a message. If you're an Entergy customer, they've got a website that's available, and the co-ops do also. But one of the things that can be helpful, there are two things really today. If you're out of power right now, you don't have any power at your house, and it's been knocked out, go in and unplug your appliances, turn off your HVAC unit. You, of course, leave a light on so you know when the power is back on. But the more demand that we take down, we lower. So when that power is plugged back up, it just doesn't go 90 to nothing. That will cause its own set of interruptions. So if people could do that, just unplug, the lights that you don't need, turn your HVAC off. It's doing you no good anyway if you don't have power. And leave a lamp on so you'll know when the power comes back on. That way when lines do get restored and juice does go back to flowing, it'll do it in a balanced way that doesn't trip other breakers that cause another outage. And so that's something people can do. Secondly, is on water. If you've been leaving your water dripping during these single-digit temperatures, it's going to get up above freezing today. When it does, turn those faucets off because we know it's inevitable that people are going to have pipes to burst in their home. And if every faucet's running, dripping, and you've got pipes busting and they're running wide open, you're going to drain those water systems, and we're going to be in a lot of boil water situations throughout the state. And so those are two practical things that folks can do right now. that will help out both on the electric side and on the water side.
All right, that's Public Service Commissioner Brandon Presley from here in the Northern District. He's been keeping us up to date on what's going on with restoration efforts here across northern Mississippi and for us here in Itala County. Well, Mr. Presley, we appreciate you for being on, and if you need anything from us, just let us know.
Thank you, Brent. Good to be with you.